Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Today we are on Nun Hei Amud Beis. We are discussing that the three Amoroim, Amemar, Mazutra, and Rav Ashi, were sitting together, and they were each telling something that the other one has not heard yet. Yesterday we read the first one. Today we're going to read the second and the third one as we continue our march on Nun Hei Amud Beis. We're going to start from Pasach Idach. Okay, if you look, you see it says Ben Parat Yosef. Then put it a little bit above that, okay? So, says the Gemara. Like that, you can see in the middle of the Gemara. Pasach Idach. Another Gemara begins, V'amar, Haiman da'ayel l'masa, somebody who enters into a city, V'dochol me'ein abishin, is scared from the ayin hara, right? Of the people staring at him. Limkot zikfa didei dimi. Now, he should take his thumb of his right hand, V'achzenu b'yad d'smol, and he should put it into his left hand. Vizak for the day the smaller and take the thumb of the left hand beyond the diamina and in the right hand. So he's kind of sitting there like this. Vele mahachi, and he should express the following. On the ploni bar ploni, I am Eliezer ben Shimon, Mezara de Yosef Kaasina. I come from the tribe of Yosef Atzadik. Deloy shalta ba'ein abisha, that the ayin hara did not conquer him. Shene emar ben poris Yosef, ben poris alay ayin. That the way Rashi explains in the Chumash this pasuk means is that the daughters of, you know, the pasuk continues how the daughters of Mitzrayim, they used to jump on the walls to be able to get a stare and to look at Yosef. But the first part is that he had this overwhelming chayin, okay, that would overwhelm all the people who would stare at him. And then the pasuk continues, al tikre ale ayin ela ole ayin, but rather that he was overcoming the eye, right? That his eye, he would be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara of what his eye was looking at. Okay, so furthermore, the Gemara can, so that's what you're supposed to say in order to overcome your own Yetzer Hara. Or the people staring at you. Either way, you want to look at it, but I think here it's talking about people looking at you. Rabbi Yosef Ruchanino Amar Me'achi, he says from here, how do we know that an Ayin Hara does not rule over the people who are the Zaro of Yosef? Because when Yaakov gave the brachas to the children of Ephraim and Menashe, he says, V'yidgu l'rov b'kerev ha'aretz, you should multiply like the fish in your land. What's the comparison? Ma dagim should be on mayim mechasim aleihen. Just like when it comes to fish, the water overcovers them, and ein ayin roim sholetes bahem, and therefore the evil eye cannot rule over them. Avzaro shel Yosef, so too the seed of Yosef, the pedigree, the future generations of Yosef, ein ayin ro sholetes bahem, the ayin hara would not rule over it. The Gemara now continues to explain the takana when you enter into a city. V'idachol me'ein abisha delay, if he's concerned about his own personal yetzahara, that he would damage somebody else by looking at them, lechse amatra de nechira de smola, he should look at the wall, the left wall of his nose. Okay, if you could do that. I took vision training, right? So I could do that. See, so you could cross-dress like this. Anyway, pasach idach. I don't know why that works. I couldn't understand it. Anyway, Pasach Idach, another Amora begins, the third Amora begins, and he says his statement. Amar Hayman de Cholish, somebody who becomes sick, Yom Kama Loligali. The first day he shouldn't reveal to the Velt that he is sick. Kihechid de Lolistra Mazel, in order that the Mazel shouldn't be able to overcome him. Right? Because apparently, the fact that since his Mazel is weaker at that particular time, the poronios, the punishments, are more inclined to come. Therefore, we're concerned that if this machla becomes well known, it could be that even the people who don't like him will overcome him, and that'll help him out. That's the way the Russian Dharma explains. Mikan v'elech legali. After the first day, he's allowed to reveal it to the people. Ki had the Rava, similar to Rava. Ki havi chalish yom kamal lo megala. The first day, he didn't reveal it to the people. After that, he said to the people who served him, and he said, "Puk achris, go out and make an announcement, a proclamation that Rava chalish, that Rava is sick. Uman derachim li, and whoever davens me, liboyle rachimi, he should have Hashem should watch out for them, right? I'll daven for them. Liboy alai rachame. Uman desani li, and the ones who dislike me, lechodi li." They should be happy on my sickness. Wow. Because that's going to help Hashem remove his anger from me. If the people who are upset at me get happy on my sickness, they see, because it says in Mishlei, Perek Chavdalet, Bin Pol Aivecha Al Tismach. in the fall of your enemies, one should not be happy. Ubikishalo, and when he fails, al yagel libecha, your heart should not be happy. Penyira Hashem, because so maybe Hashem will see this. Viru be'enav, and will abandon his ways. Veheshem me'alav apo, and Hashem will remove the anger from him. So this is like, for example, we say this pasuk, that this is one of the reasons why we don't say halal shalem on days 3 through 8 of Pesach, because Tavu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creatures are sinking in the sea, and you're going to be happy. And then they bring this pasuk that says, "Bin pol eivecha al tismach," that when your enemies fall, you shouldn't be celebrating. And the reason is because then Hashem is going to remove the anger from them and place it upon you. So Rava was pumped up. You Davin, you're happy that I'm sick. That's gevaldik, right? Because then Hashem will remove his anger on him and place it on them. Okay, the Gemara now clarifies the minhag of Shmuel, that when you see a good or bad dream, okay, what would he do? Shmuel, ki avichal, when he would see a bad dream, and he didn't want it to be fulfilled, Amr, he would say a pasuk in Zechariah, perek yud pasuk beis, v'chalomos hashav yidaberu. The chalomos are fake, they speak. V'chi avichal zichal matuva, but when he see a good dream, he would say the same pasuk. But it all depends on where you place the inflection. Amar, v'chi chalomos hashav yidaberu. Do chalomos speak falsity? Avada no! Meaning, are you really crazy? No, you're not crazy. Meaning, so we would set up, v'chi chalomos hashav yidaberu. So since he would set it up, v'chi chalomos hashav yidaberu, it would sound like that in fact the dream was in fact true, and therefore the dream hopefully would be fulfilled. Okay, the Gemara continues, Ivahok Siv. You want to say that Shmuel says that all that in dreams they have things that are not true? V'hok Siv, v'chalom adamir bo. I speak to you through dreams. So if he speaks to us through dreams, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avada, they're going to be what? The truth. Says the Gemara, it all depends. Lo kasha, there's no difficulty. Kan al yedei malach. When the pasuk says, b'chalom adamir bo, that's talking about a chalom that comes through a malach, through an angel, and an angel doesn't lie. They only speak the truth. Uma uvikan, when do we say it doesn't speak the truth? Al yedei shade. That's if it happens through a demon. That's when the dreams are not necessarily true. Okay, an additional shmua now coming up, that the dreams are dependent upon the interpreter or the interpretation. Who is the Zakin? Rabbi Bono. There were 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Apparently it was a good job. One time I dreamed a dream. I went to all 24 interpreters. And what Yenim said, the other guy didn't say. All 24 gave different interpretations. V'kulim, this kaim will be in all 24 interpretations. Word sustained. L'kayim ha-shenemar, to fulfill what it said. All dreams go after the mouth. Says the Gemara, Otu, kol ha-chalomos holchem achar ha-peh, krohu. This idea of kol ha-chalomos holchem achar ha-peh, all dreams go after the peh, is not a pitgam that was stated by Rabbi Bizna, this whole long arichas of Rabbi Brunya, but it's a pasuk. Don't tell me that Rabbi Benoah said it. Says the Gemara, you're right, in. You're correct. This is a pasuk. Like Rabbi, how do we know that all dreams go after the mouth? Shenemar, because it says in Bereshis, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, vis-a-vis the Sarah Mashkim, that when he told Paro about the interpretations of Yosef, he says, Vayikasher Partalanu, Kein Haya. The way Yosef interpreted the dream, that's exactly the way it was. That Yosef's interpretation led to the fulfillment of the interpretation. Amar Rava, says Rava, when do we say that the dreams go after the mouth? Demifashale me'en chalama. That's only when you give the explanation based upon the dreams. Shenemar ish kachalomo pater, each person according to his dreams. If you stop giving interpretation without discussing, you know, you can't, if a guy, like a Paro saw 7 cows and you said there's going to be 3 bad years, that doesn't make any sense. So the dream won't go after the interpretation. The interpretation has to have some shaychus to the dream. The Gemara then clarifies an additional pasuk in this topic. It says, Vayar Sara Ofim. And the Sara Ofim, the baker, saw Kitov Pater, that Yosef did teach the dreams in an appropriate way. Asks the Gemara,
How did the Sar HaOfim know that Yosef interpreted the dream properly? Manya, thus says the Gemara. Each one saw their dream and the interpretation of their friend's dream. So Sar HaOfim dreamed the interpretation of the Sar HaMashkim dream. The Sar HaMashkim dreamed the interpretation of the Sar HaOfim dream. Therefore what? Therefore, they knew it was correct. Because the Sar HaOfim said, Taka, the way you interpret the Sar HaMashkim dream, that was right on the ball. You wake up in the morning, and you immediately think of a pasuk in your mouth. This is a shtickle nevuah. We see this in other places as well. We see that very often leaders go to little children. They say, "Psikli psikayich, say to me a pasuk." We say it's a shtickle nevuah. Why? Because children are like people waking up in the morning. They're not thinking about what does he want me to say. They just blabber off what they say. So psikli psikayich. From Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha chalomas miskaimen. There are three dreams that are fulfilled. Chalom shel shachris, the chalom that a person dreams in the end of his sleep, right before he wakes up in the morning. Number two, v'chalom shechalom lo chavero, a dream that your friend dreamed about you. And number three, v'chalom shenifter b'to chalom, and a dream that is interpreted within the dream itself. So those are the three. V'yesh omer yesh omer, and there are those who say, sh'av chalom shenishne, even a dream that is repeated multiple times. Shenemar, it says in Bereishis, when Yosef interpreted the dream of Paro, it says, v'al hashanos ha'chalom. Shanos could mean the word repeat. El paro pa'amayim. He said it twice. Right? So, weiter. Other things here, hurim, that a person has during the day come up at night. And I believe this is not only true in the Gemara, this is true in science. Right? So, says the Gemara, what is shown in your dreams is what's in your heart during the day. Shinemar, as it says in Daniel, Perek Beis, Pasach Chavtes, vis-a-vis Daniel's dream of telling Nebuchadnezzar about his dream. Ant Malka Rayanocha al Mishkavcha Sliku. You are the king, and the Erhurim that you have by day, they go to you in the bed. So that's how we see that the dreams go after that. Vibay Seima Mehacha. And if you want, I'll tell you from here, also from Daniel, where it continues, Vrayanu Libubcha Tinde. The ideas in your heart will be known. And by the way, Rabbi Kanatovsky famously says, the former Rav, the Yisrael once said, he famously says that Yaakov on the way to Lavan, there he dreamed about Malachim, Olam V'Yordim. On the way home, what did he dream about? He dreamed about animals and speckles. So you see that he was a changed man at that point. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu said it's time to go. Why was it time to go? Because when he was going down to Lavan, all he was thinking about all day was Torah and Mitzvahs and Hashem. So that's why he dreamed about Malachim. But then he spent most of the years there working as a shepherd. So look at how his dreams changed. So you see that the dreams go after your thoughts by day. Azei Zokt, Rabbi Karatovsky. I think that's Dr. Meyer from SKA's father. Okay, I heard this Torah twice. Once from Rabbi Kavadetsky, once from Rabbi Leibowitz. It was the same Shabbos. I don't think either one heard the other, but I was there to hear both. One on a Friday night, one on a Shabbos lunch, and it resonated with me. Okay, says the Gemara. The Gemara brings another raya for Rav Yochanan and Marava. Teda, one should know that a person only sees in his dreams what he has thoughts about. We don't say it to a person in a dream. We don't ever see a person never sees a golden palm tree. Nor do we see an elephant that enters into the eye of a needle. There's a book that's called The Eye of the Needle. It comes from this expression, meaning an eye of a needle is something that is so ridiculous, right? So when it goes from whatever, so there's a key requirement called The Eye of the Needle. Okay, since we just learned before that we don't see to a person in his dream except for his hirhurim that he has during the day, the Gemara brings a maise like this. Amalei Kaiser, the king of Rome, says, Lord Yeshua, but Rabbi Hananya. Amiroso de chachmiso tuva. Okay? You say things that the chum say in the name of Klal Yisrael that are very smart. So, Emily mai chazina bechalmi. Tell me what you see in a dream at night. Deb said, tell me what I saw in a dream that night. So, Amalei Yeshua says to Kezar, chazis de mishachri loch parsoi. In your dream, you're going to see that the Persians are going to come in a war against you. V'gavribach, and you're going to conquer them. V'rayibach shiksei b'kutru d'dava, and you're going to give shkatzim, and you're going to give them a golden. You're going to give them like to they're going to give you as to graze shkatzim, these insects, with a golden staff.
And Taka, that's what happened. Here or Kula Yoma, that entire day, he was thinking Caesar about that. Ulor Sechazen, at night, he saw that, that's exactly what he saw. Right? So, meaning he planted the idea in his head of what he was going to see that night, and then he saw it. So, it's a nice trick. Another story, Amalei Shvor Malka, the Shvor Malka, the king of Paris. We see Shvor Malka all over the place, comes up in Baba Basra. Some people say Shvor Malka with Shmuel. Anyway, Shvor Malka here was in Melech Paris. He says to Shmuel, Amrisa Dechach Misa Tuva, say to me something. You're such a smart guy. So, Emily Man Chazi Bechalmi, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. Amalei so Shmuel says to Shvor Malka, Chaz Dasa Ramoi Vishavilach. In your dream, you're going to see that the Romans are going to come and take you prisoner. And they're going to make you work. They're going to grind you dates in a millstone of gold. Wow. And that night, here at Kulayom, we thought about that all day. And that night, Itaka did see this. So we see once again that the dreams go after what you think. Because whoever dreams about, whoever thinks about a golden date, a date that's going to be grinded in golden millstones, whatever that is. Okay, there's a person who's called Bar Heja, Mefar Sheikh Al Mahave. He was an interpreter of dreams. Okay, Mandi Avla Egra, somebody who gave him reward for his interpretation of the dreams. So then, Mefar Shele Mal Yusa, he would give them a good interpretation. Umandi Lo Yevla Agra, but if they didn't give him wages for his time, what would he do? Mefar Shele Legrusa. He explained their dreams in a not nice way. Wow. So the Gemara tells the story of Abai and Rava that had many dreams, and they used to go to Bar Heja to interpret them. So Abai and Rava chazuchama Abai yavlei zuza. So Abai would pay him, and Rava lo yavlei, and Rava didn't give him money. So what's the first read dream that they had interpreted? Vamilei akrin bechalmi. We're going to read to you from the dream. Shor chatavach leinecha. Right? The first dream, it was said that there was a shore that was shechted in front of them and they weren't eat from it. So what's the interpretation? L'Rava Amalei. So the Rava Bar Heja said, Pasid Iskech, your business is going to go down. Wow. V'lo hanilach l'mechel mi'utzvi d'libech. You're not going to be able to eat from your depression. L'Abaya Amalei, for the same thing, he told him, Marvecha Iskech, your business is going to go up. V'lo hanilach l'mechel mi'ched v'libech. You're not going to be able to eat because you're so pumped up. Wow. Weiter, next story. So once again, Amr le'Akron, they both had in a dream in a pasuk, Banim ubanos toli. We're going to have children, boys and girls who are born. And then the pasuk continues, V'lo yelucha ki yelchu b'shev. You're not going to be able to have them because you're going to be taken captive. What's the explanation of this? So Rava, Amr le'Rava said, ki vushdu. They're going to be captured, your children, like the pasuk seems to say. U'labai Amr le'Banachu b'nasach nefisha. You're going to have many, many sons and daughters. Uminsaban, and they're going to marry Binasach la'alma. Your daughters are going to marry somebody. And it's going to be like that they've been taken captive because you don't see them anymore, your daughters. Once again, we see that for Abaye it was interpreted positively, and for Rava it was interpreted in a negative fashion. One more dream. Akran, they both read the pasuk. Banechu b'nasech and asunum la'am echad. Your sons and daughters are going to be given over to another nation. La'abaye, Amar Leita. Abaye, he says, Bincha u'b'nasech and efishin. You have many sons and daughters. Ata amart l'krivecha. You're going to want to marry their relatives, right? V'hi amra l'kriva. I'm sorry, you're going to want to marry them to your relatives, and your wife's going to want to marry them to her relatives. V'afkale v'avei l'hon l'krive. And your wife is going to force you to do what she wants, and they're going to marry her relatives. Da'avika amacher, which is like another nation. So that's not so bad. Right, the Rava Amar Leita. Rava is going to say, "Bisu shchiva, your wife is going to die." Va'asu b'neil b'naseli di isis achrina, and your sons and daughters are going to come to another woman that you're going to have to marry after your wife dies, and she's going to raise them. And this is like somebody who has another nation. Dabar Rava Amar Yehuda Barana Amar Rav. Might see what it mean in pasuk banechu b'nasech and asunul ma'achad. What does that mean that your sons and daughters are given over to another nation? Zu eishes ha'av. This is referencing your eishes ha'av, your father's wife, right? That what the pasuk means is if they're being raised by somebody who didn't have them. We'll continue with these additional dreams next Monday, please God.